Hello and welcome to Talks.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Steph.
And today we're talking about where we've been. Now, some of our listeners, you may have realized that over the past few weeks, things have been pretty quiet from us. Our podcast has gone radio silent, and really most places online for us have really gone silent. And that is because we had to take a little bit of a hiatus, and it was quite an unplanned hiatus. So we kind of were caught off guard by it a little bit, but hey, you know what? We're back. We're back, baby. We're back in this. Stephanie, how's it been going? What are you doing? How are you? How's the family?
Good. There's no other answer to give. But I just want to put out a disclaimer to everybody, friends, family who reached out. We have not broken up.
Yes,
we're still dating.
We're still a couple. We're still dating. Why did we change our profile picture? You changed that Facebook profile picture because we had one of us together, you know, from like 50 years ago, back when we saw each other last time. And then we're like, these are old. We've put on some weight. We've gotten a little bit weirder looking and older and more wrinkly. And so we had to update the picture, and we don't have any together. So what do you think?
Okay. First of all, it's a controversial thing, but it is my Facebook profile. It's not our Facebook profile. So I like having a picture of you and me, but if I think that a picture of just me looks a lot better than the one that I had, I'm like, gonna change.
You don't crop me out of your pictures? Is that what you're saying? You would crop me out of a picture, right? That's what you're saying.
No, I'd not crop you out of it. I'd just not take a picture with you.
Yo. That's no, cold.
People know.
Get out of my shot. Get out of my shot, you nerd. Be gone.
But we haven't been together in the same place since 2018. It has been 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we have done other cool stuff. We've taken other really nice pictures of just us, obviously doing our own thing. And we just thought it would be nice. So all of that being said, we're still together.
Are we, though? If our picture isn't together, then I don't know if we are.
We're still together. We celebrated 4 years in March.
Yeah, March.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well,
and
Steph,
here we are.
I gotta say, here we are, and it's good to be back. It's good to be back recording again. During the hiatus, we took a little time, and you know, we're trying some new things, getting some new gear, and trying some new approaches to stuff. So even during this podcast, we're recording a little bit differently today. So trying to make things a little bit better. So we thank you so much for sticking with us and hanging out week after week. We really appreciate you coming and listening to this podcast. It's really just us talking together, and we really just want you to be able to be a part of that. You know, we can't do the same typical like coupley things because we're so far apart. One day we won't be, but for now, this is what we got. And so we're really, really glad that you're enjoying coming along with us on this little journey, and you know, hanging out. We want to hear from you too. So drop us some feedback, send us an email, shoot us a message. We're always looking for, just talk, just chat a little bit.
Yeah. So let's get to where we have been. You know, like seriously, where have we been? We haven't posted a podcast episode since May.
It's been almost like 2 months, right around 2 months by the time this one goes live.
Yeah, this is the end of July. It's been a rough couple of months.
Yeah, and honestly, when I first found out that we were taking a little bit of time off, I had no idea it was going to be 2 months off, and I don't think you did either. I'm pretty sure we thought, hey, 2-3 weeks, we'll be ready to roll back in. And Steph, why don't you tell the good people What's been going on? Because honestly, it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Yeah, I decided to take a break from this relationship and, you know,
on a little journey and go explore the mountains and go achieve
explore my options.
Yeah, explore your options.
No, well, if you haven't already heard, India was hit with the second wave of COVID in April. And well, me and my entire family and a lot of other people we know got COVID. So my youngest sister started showing symptoms, I think early May, and we just quarantined her. Like she just sneezed. It was literally, she's like, I think I'm having a fever. And she sneezed once. And my mom and dad like, yeah, please just stay in the room. So she was quarantined like at the start of May, I think a week after like Good Friday or something. And then by the end of May, my dad and I, we both tested positive for COVID. I think, okay, I'm really bad with remembering horrible dates, but I think it was like around May 23rd-ish, I want to say. We came back like Friday after work, dad and I. So my mom wasn't going to work because she was the one who was like taking care of my younger sister, like giving food and medicines. It was the funniest, and not funniest thing, but it was just like so absurd.
It was funny?
No. It was
so funny.
Like we would
having a blast, just hanging out. We're just having a good old time, aren't we?
What I meant was
here we are, literally like struggling to breathe. You know, having a blast.
No, what I meant was like we had a little table outside my younger sister's room, and yeah, we'd put food on it and like knock the door and like go away. I mean, we have enough space for us to distance ourselves. That's what it felt funny is what I meant was like, you know, like it's not usual. You don't like knock on someone's door and like peep through like a little door trying to see if she took her medicine, if she took her food.
Yo, I felt the worst for Seema though through this, because she got sick a lot, like quite a bit before anyone else did. Mm-hmm. She was like just isolated through the whole thing, you know, and like even after she was like feeling better, she was like kind of isolated some more because everybody else was feeling bad. So like, man, I hope she like had some time to really connect with her inner like self, you know.
Oh, she,
because that's all she had, you know.
She said like the first week or the first like 10 days she just slept. Like it was really bad. She had really bad coughs, like she couldn't sleep. It became like we had to like call our like doctor friend, and she sent over a nurse to like check like everything is okay, because she wasn't getting better. Like she would cough in her room and we could hear it in the other room. It was like that bad. And so she said, 10 days, I just slept. I had no concept of time until you knocked and like said, food's ready.
Wow. That was like the only time division was.
Yeah, she said, that's all I knew. Like, oh, breakfast is there, because someone knocked and said breakfast. Someone knocked and said lunch.
Wow. Poor Seema.
But then my dad and I got sick. So we came back from work on Friday, and we both just were feeling quite like awful. Dad was like, oh, I think I have like a cough. My throat's itchy. And I said, oh, I think I have a fever. I didn't have like a really high fever.
Thus it begins. Oh, I just have a scratchy throat. That's literally what like most people say. It's like, oh, I have a scratchy throat. That's
no,
a big
he.
One.
So then, basically,
let's go.
Basically, when we both came back, and I just told mom like, I think I have a fever, and like I just feel so drained. And dad goes, oh, you too, because I've been having like my throat's been itchy. We both just looked at each other and be like, okay, we need to like take our temperature. So we took it, we both didn't have it was like 99. It wasn't like
Yeah.
Like it's supposed grade. To be, yeah, it's supposed to be like over 100 and everyone's like, so like, okay, fine. We had our dinner. We went to the my room and mom's like, we're going to get you and dad tested for COVID. And I was like, okay. It's like, okay, so the guy's going to come at 8 in the morning. He's going to draw some blood and he's going to do the whole swabby thing. And I was like, okay. So when my younger, okay, I want to put it out there. When my younger sister got tested positive, we all got tested, like our entire building. There's a lot of people who we share the building with. So everybody got tested. Everyone was negative except for my younger sister. So we're like, okay. So it had been like a couple of weeks after. So we're like, okay, we'll get tested. We got tested on a Saturday. The four of us, like my older sister, my mom, dad, and I, we just hung out in the house, had lunch. And I was like, man, I don't feel like sick. I just feel really tired. And my dad's like, oh, my throat is just itchy. It's not like I don't have a cough. So Saturday went by.
And this was Saturday when you got tested, right?
When we got tested. Day? Okay. Yeah.
So y'all weren't feeling like too bad at that point.
I wasn't feeling bad at all. I slept on like Friday and like I didn't have like a fever. I didn't feel feverish. I just felt like really just tired. Like I wasn't feeling awful.
Did it almost feel like a cold or like maybe like allergies or something like that? Like just kind of like an annoying thing, you know what I mean?
For me it just felt like, you know how like if you stand all day and then like your legs start hurting and it's achy. Yeah, and it's like I can still do a lot of things. But before we got tested, before Friday and all happened, there was this one day when I was like trying to like move like really heavy things around the house and just, you know, help around. And I got out of breath and I was talking to Adrian and he goes, why are you so out of breath? Like almost like getting upset with me. I'm like, I was moving something heavy. He's like, you never sound like this. And I'm like, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I was like, right then I knew something was up. I was like, all right, you need to like chill. Stop moving stuff around. Stop picking up stuff. Go like sit down.
It was just like, you know, it was just an annoyance of like, I'm like a little achy. So we were fine. Sunday happened. And that's when my dad got like really like sick. He had a fever in the morning. He started like dry cough and stuff. Mm. And I was just downstairs strolling around like, hey, everybody good in the house. By then I didn't even have a body ache. I mean, Adrian talked to me and he's like, you're doing good. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm like, chill. I am okay. And so
and
mom's
then the
like,
narrator said she was not fine.
And so mom's like, hey, you know, so we had online service. And so I said, I'll just go upstairs because dad's not feeling all that good. And my older sister was up in her room. And I said, you know what? I'll just go up. Mom's like, oh, just to be safe, just take like everything that you need and just go up. I was like, okay. So I took like water. I took everything I needed, I guess, like a snack, a breakfast. Around 12 o'clock. No, I think we had lunch. We had lunch downstairs. Mm-hmm. No. Mom called and said, okay, are you going to come down for lunch to the house? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And 12 o'clock, mom calls. She's like, please don't come to the house. I'm like, why? She's like, you tested positive for COVID.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh. And I said, what about dad? So by that time, only like our blood reports had come out. There's a lot of technical stuff that's there. Like the level of infection is done by the blood test. Mm-hmm. And then the swab tells you if you're positive or not. Basically, so it said that I had the infection. Dad didn't show that, so I was like, okay, I tested positive but dad didn't. An hour later, mom's like, okay, so Debbie, my older sister, and I and my mom were like, we're gonna be sleeping out in the TV room because dad tested positive as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what, and my mom was so worried. Like, she was on the phone and she was like I could hear her. She was just crying because now she has to take care of three people in the house, mm-hmm. right? And my dad got really sick as well, like the cough and stuff. And
yeah,
I was like, don't worry about me, I'm fine, I'm like, I'm chill, everything's fine. For the longest, like when we told people we had COVID, I was like, I'm asymptomatic. Like, I did not have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monday. That was the thing. Like, early on, I was like, this is weird. So maybe you just got it like real light little dusting, you know, because people like react so differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this is going well so far. This is going all right. And then what happened, Steph?
Oh, the fun times began. Then Monday came.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's always Monday.
We did a stream, or we were planning for our stream. So my Monday, which is Sunday night for Adrian, and that's mm-hmm. like stream day. And we were like, okay, let's do it. And I woke up. Oh gosh, I was so nauseous. I was so dizzy. I was so nauseous. At that time, I had never, like, I had not heard of anyone who had COVID who said that they felt nauseous.
Right.
Like, even thinking about getting out of bed, like, made me feel sick. But I think I did jump on for a little bit. But I was like,
we streamed for a bit, and then you were just like, man, I can't. I like, message me in Discord. You're like, oh, let's get out of here. And I didn't see it for a couple minutes. And then I just look at your camera, and you're like, like, just kind of, I'm here, you know, that look. And so I checked and I was like, oh, let's wrap this up. We'll see you guys later.
And we like, I never told a lot of people because I didn't want people to just worry, because I was feeling okay. Mm-hmm. I was nauseous. I called mom, and mom's like, okay, like, I'll give you soup and stuff. Soup came. When I tell you, the sight of soup made me nauseous. Like, soup is supposed to be so comforting, right? It's literally just water with vegetables or like chicken, if you want to put it in. It made me nauseous. Like, drinking water made me nauseous. Like, I wanted to throw up. And I was all by myself in the room. And I was like, God, if I throw up on the bed, like, who's going to clean it up?
It's like, me. It's just me in here. Yeah, and that, like, the crazy thing is that nausea, like, lasted forever. It's mm-hmm. like it just went on and on and on.
And it got worse.
Like you were pregnant or something.
I told Adrian that when I get pregnant, it's going to be so bad if I get nauseous. Like, the thing that I hate is feeling nauseous. Like, that. Like, I don't mind throwing up. I don't mind if, like, my stomach is upset and stuff. But just that feeling of nausea and nothing happening after, like, no action, like, follow through is the worst.
Commit! Darn it.
And then, so Tuesday, my mom called me and she told me that my sister and her, they started feeling really sick, like, they were having body aches, they were having fever, so they were going to get tested, but they still had to, like,
well, that's the thing, like,
to all of us
with this wave of it, they're saying that it's much more like transmissible, it's easier to catch it mm-hmm. than it was last year. And because I know some people who, like, one person would get it and everybody else in the house would be fine, you know, nobody else caught it, but with y'all, it's like everybody went down.
Yeah,
you know.
Basically, mom and Debbie, my older sister, they were like, okay, we're feeling fine, kind of okay. And I remember when my sister came, she gave food, she knocked, and she was like standing like on the stairs, like at the bottom of the stairs, and I'm like, you doing okay? She's like, yeah, I'm just catching my breath to go down, kind of thing. So I was like, okay, I just went in. So Tuesday happened and mom's like, we're not doing that well. So, we found like a home delivery service that would make like home cooked meals and would send it over for like breakfast and lunch, 'cause they weren't feeling all that good. They got tested on Tuesday, I think, and the results came out on Wednesday that they're positive for COVID. And by this time, I was still so nauseous. And so dad's like, listen, we can't go. So my room is outside the house, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, there's like a stairwell right outside the main house. Like, it's still inside, but it's like, I guess, a hallway type thing. And it's stairwell up on the second floor.
So there's no way to go inside. And everyone was sick. And so they're like, okay, you got to come down. And so we all just like camp out and like get better. It was like, okay, the challenge was me getting out of bed made me so nauseous. I did not know what to do. I was like, man, oh gosh.
Well, and then now you've got a room full of people and they're all sick, like super sick. And it's like, all right, who's taking care of us? It's like, oh, and we'll do a little bit here and there. We'll just kind of do what we can as we go along.
So my younger sister, by then, it had already been, I want to say, like 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But because she was getting better while we were like at the peak of us being really sick, we did not want her to come out of her room. So right. She had to stay another week. So my younger sister was isolated for almost a month and a couple of more days.
Jeez.
like 30 some days.
That's wild.
And the reason why, okay, there's so much to this story. There was so much. So now you know why we couldn't do it. There was so much happening. Like, Adrian would call and I'd like talk to him and like fall asleep. He'd be like, hey, good morning. And I'm like, hi.
Like, our conversations those days were like, basically, how are you? How's everybody doing? How are you feeling? Mm-hmm. Have you eaten anything today? All right, I'll talk to you in another 18 hours.
Yeah. And
and it went on like that for at least 2 weeks like that.
Oh, it was awful.
And so then it wasn't, my nausea, it wasn't like we were talking a lot right after either.
My nausea was like really bad for a while, and then I had to talk to the doctor, and my doctor was like, the doctor was treating our family. She's like, you need to eat, or like you'd have to be on like drips for, you know, strength and stuff if you don't. And I was like, yeah. The sight of food just makes me nauseous. So my older sister, she'd be like, okay, just try this, like have this while she, because she would get hungry. So She was the one who had a lot more strength at that point. And so it's like, okay. And then my doctor's like, okay, we're going to put you on steroids. So me and my dad, we got put on steroids. And she's like, this should help you like get strength, build your appetite. And oh boy, did it build my appetite. I would wake up like at like 11 o'clock at night, be like, I'm hungry, I want to eat something. And then be up at like 6, I want to eat something. I was just like rummage through. But the thing is, nobody in the house was cooking anything. We were getting stuff like delivered to us from this, you know, home cooked meal. So I had to like wait, like, I want to eat.
That's when you got to have the snack like stockpile going.
But we weren't allowed to have snacks.
What?
We weren't allowed to have like
anything. What do you
anything.
Mean you weren't allowed to have snacks? Like chips and cookies and stuff?
Mm-mm. Not sugar. So on COVID, your blood sugar kind of spikes. So we were supposed to like take our blood pressure and our sugar test every day to make sure it's all.
That's
like,
something that I don't think people talk about a lot. I don't really hear too much about how it affects like your blood and whatnot, you know? Like how it's so bad for like diabetic patients and and those sorts of things.
It actually clots your blood. So that's why we were on blood thinners. So to let the oxygen kind of flow through the blood. And sugar, like it increases your insulin. So we had to be very careful. And also at that point, when we were getting better, like we tried snacks and it did not taste the same. It just tasted, everything tasted like medicine. Unless it was soup, everything tasted like medicine.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I remember, So my sister would watch like a TV show or a movie, but I was so nauseous. So I'd just tell her to like put the volume up so I could just listen to it. Because I couldn't like see anything. Anything moving would just make me sick.
So you like, have like motion sickness and stuff. I remember asking, I was like, hey, we should play like a game or something. And you were like, oh no. Like just to help like pass the time. I was like, I remember I asked, like, let's play Clubhouse games. And even that, like, it's chess, guys. It's chess on the Nintendo Switch and, like, checkers and things like that. And she was like, oh, no.
I don't want to see screens. Even that. Nothing. Yeah. Oh,
man. I was like, that feels bad, man. I was like, I can't. Well, I can't help you. What do you want me to do?
Like, I just want you to be on the phone. And I remember, like, Adrian would talk. And I was like, can you not talk? Just be on the phone. Just don't talk.
Okay.
It was rough. And
so Steph, so everybody tested positive and everything. Who got hit the hardest and like who had the worst time with it? Because I know it varies from person to person and honestly from day to day. It was like a lot of this up and down. I remember some days you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm feeling great. And then literally the next time we talked, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even like move. Like it was this crazy. And I remember one time we talked and I was like, oh yeah, you're pretty much on the downward side of this, you know, things are better and whatnot. And then like that, just back again. It was crazy.
Yeah, there was a lot of days. There were like when I was like, oh, we can stream again. And I had, okay, this is TMI. Oh my gosh. I had the worst.
This is the juicy stuff.
I had the worst gas. Like it was painful. Adrian knows that. Like it brought me to tears, and we were streaming in the middle, and there was just
in the middle
shooting
she's just ripping
pain.
These big juices like I mean just like letting them rip like no. Over and over like she's just like ripping them
just, no like, but it was like physically painful. But my mom got hit the worst. She was like on an oxygen concentrator, which is basically oxygen. She was on drips. She had antibiotics, like she couldn't move. It was horrible. So we had to like hire a nurse, someone who works with COVID patients to help her, because nobody in our house could do it. So at that point, my younger sister came out, she finished her, like she could be around us, but she was not allowed in my mom's room because she was really sick. So yeah, that kind of helped as well, having like our younger sister out to kind of help. So I would like, we'd wake up. So this is the thing, all of us had to have almost the same kind of medicine, so we all like synced our alarms to the same time. So that we all would take the medicine at the same time. So everybody would be like, okay, it's 8 a.m. You have to take this medicine. And like, even if you're feeling horrible, like there are two or three other people there being like, come on, you need to take their medicines. like, okay, just take your medicine and then go back to sleep. Like, okay. So yeah, so we take our medicine and then one of us would go into the room with mom while she'd get her medicine and stuff. So mom had nausea, she had a cough, she had fever that wouldn't break. It was horrible. Like she had no color in her face. Then when she started getting better, she goes, oh, my hair is so greasy. I'm like, yeah, you haven't showered in like 2 weeks. And she's like, but what if someone sees that? I'm like, nobody's going to see you in the room.
Right. That's the whole idea. No one needs to see any of us.
And so when dad started feeling better. So we'd go like, you know, sit with mom and chit chat while she was awake because she would sleep like the majority of it. So dad would go and she'd be like, I need my hairbrush. I need my like face. I'm like, mom, you don't need it.
Right.
And then she'd be like, okay, let me come out and do it. I'm like, nope, you're on oxygen. You cannot move from your bed. Like, no. She was still being a mom.
So
basically
do stuff. It's like, calm down, chill, get better.
So that happened for, I think, a month, right?
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
Of just the and kind of up and down of it being, then, like, pretty intense, you know?
Then we tested negative, and then our doctor said, hey, you know, there's post-COVID symptoms, so you cannot leave your house for the next 2 weeks. You cannot do a bunch of things. You have to be careful. And I was like, I'll be fine. And I remember I sat down one day to do like an edit, like a video edit.
See, this is about the time where I was like, okay. And I guess you were kind of the same way. We're like, okay, things are okay now. You're negative, no problem. You know, we can get back into streaming and recording the podcast and, you know, doing more of the things that we did before. This is the surprise part, basically. the bonus COVID.
The bonus is that basically what our doctor said is for at least a month, you would still feel awful. And it would take you 3 months to actually be at 100%. And I was like, what? Nah, that's insane. I'm fine. I was like, I'm fine. So we had like certain like meetings, online meetings that I would attend. Or I think the first thing I did was I did an online meeting. And that same day I did a video edit. And guess what? I broke out into a fever. I had body ache. I was tired. And my doctor said, don't do it. Just rest. I would get headaches. Like, for the next 2 weeks, I would get headaches, body ache. My legs would hurt. My back would hurt. Everything you could think of. Like, I would get migraines. I'd wake up tired, even if I slept like 12 hours.
Wow.
So, yeah, my mom, her post-COVID symptom was that she just had like an allergic reaction. So she just had like hives, like rashes all over her body. So she had to go back on steroids to just give her body enough strength to like fight it off, and then she got off it. My dad had a cough for like two and a half weeks that never got better, so he just had to take medicine and antibiotics. My sister would just get like, she got like really tired as well, like me. She got I think a little nauseous, a little dizzy. Her blood pressure dipped, so she would get really dizzy. Yeah, so that's why we were just like, okay. So I was telling Adrian, like, I don't think we could do like podcast or the thing till I like feel the best I can and then go up to my room.
So like, and this whole thing was like literally like a 2 month ordeal almost.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty much the whole time was literally recovery. You know, going through it and then recovery afterwards and then all the post symptom stuff. And the weird thing is like all of you are in pretty good health, you know, like you're all in pretty good health, pretty active and, you know, busy, you know, doing things. So like, you can see like how dangerous this is for people with like pre-existing conditions and like medical issues, because it takes that much out of your body just to recover. And I know people kind of react differently to it. For some people it's shorter, some people it's longer, but you see this a lot, like these lingering symptoms and issues that just kind of last for the longest. It's like a flu times 3 or 4, you know, like in lengthwise.
So we tested negative like early June. Mm-hmm. We tested negative. And today we had church, and yesterday was Saturday. So when we're recording this is what I'm saying. When you listen to it, it just sound weird. Like, no, it was not. So while we're recording. So Saturday was like, I was at work for the full day. And then today we had church and I was there. I got home and I was so tired. And I told mom, like, I still cannot do this. Otherwise, I was fine. Adrian knows I overwork. I work 12 hours a day and I'm fine with it.
She makes me angry. Angry.
I worked 12 hours a day, no problem, nothing. Like, sitting and working the same thing that I did But even like 4 or 5 hours just drains me. When I come home, if I do not nap, if I don't take like at least an hour to like decompress and nap, that night is just like rough for me. It's still like, it's still rough. And like, I sing at church. And so like, there's still like certain things that I have to like catch my breath of like, okay, I can't hit that note anymore right now. I need to build it up.
Right.
So it's just slowly, we're just getting back to it. We're not supposed to be just jumping into the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of people don't talk about like what can happen after COVID if you're not careful. There are a lot of people who had like, who didn't have like blood sugar issues after COVID. They have blood sugar issues to a point where they have to be on insulin and stuff. So it's very like, I don't want to say it's like scary, but it's quite, you know, concerning.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. That there could be like long lasting, like, or even permanent, for as far as we know, like issues with it. Are there people developing like diabetes from this, or like is it just having like insulin issues?
No, they're just having insulin issues. Basically, their blood sugar is quite like either borderline or like quite high, so they need to.
I don't even know if you can get diabetes from like a sickness that isn't. I've never heard of that. I know there's a couple of different types of diabetes, but
yeah,
I'm not a medical professional.
No, but like, as in like reports is what I'm saying. Like people reporting that they have really high sugar, like blood sugar after this, or like really high blood pressure. That's why one of the things for COVID is that you have to constantly monitor your blood pressure and your blood sugar. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what my doctor told me.
mostly because it can like clot in your lungs, right? Isn't that the main issue that they're looking at?
So the main issue is with COVID is about oxygen flow. Mm-hmm. So there's no oxygen flow in your blood because, you know, it takes up your reserves and stuff like that. Right. So that's why doctors, if it's like a moderate case or a severe case, they do prescribe blood thinners. So that all of that. So that's the other thing post-COVID. Someone we know of developed like blood clots in their leg after COVID, after they got tested negative and stuff. There's a lot. Like India was in its, I think it was so bad. Like I was so terrified of just going online or like having my phone, like seeing messages, because I knew someone would say like, oh, we've got COVID, or there's no beds in the emergency at the hospital, there are no oxygen tanks, there's like, or like, oh, my entire family is sick except me, or, you know, like I got really severe COVID. And it's like, I don't want to I mean, not that I don't care, it's just that,
right, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And I remember telling Adrian this, and this was, I think, even before I got COVID, about like, you just feel so helpless. Like you want to help, but there's nothing you can do to help. There's so many people, like there were people in lines just waiting to get medicine, or like, you know, I mean, you can just go and like see the news and stuff. And it's so painful to see. I mean, I would just say, like, just keep like thinking about India and praying about India, because they're saying the third wave is hitting, which is Delta Plus, which is supposed to be a separate strand of it, which is supposedly dangerous for kids and stuff. And it's just, I think after a point, it's just like people are just being like, yeah, whatever, just do whatever you want to do. Like, we don't care. And it's not like they don't care. It's just that you're so tired and frustrated about the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. That there's
and for going on over a year, you know, this has been going mm-hmm. on for forever. We're in year two of this stuff. It's crazy. And over here, like, I know anyone listening who's in the States, it's been a lot better lately, all summer long, you know, this past spring. Before I go too deep, I remember last time I said that, oh yeah, things are great. Things are going well on a podcast. Literally the following week, like everything shut down. So I'm not going to go that far and say that things are fantastic, but things have been looking up here. You know, we have pretty high vaccination rates, you know, quite a few different vaccines. You know, a lot of people are, you know, things are open back up. Everyone's kind of just at their own discretion, you know, whether to get vaccinated or not, whether to go out or not, mask up or not. I know in India, they're still doing vaccine distributions. It hasn't gone as far as it needs to get, you know, really good efficacy and numbers and such. So there is a bit more, there's a bit more, I guess, volatility there, than here. But I mean, who knows what's up ahead, you know, you never really know.
So, America did really well with like vaccines, as in I'm guessing because of the number of population over
the last half of COVID we've done pretty well.
No, what I mean is because of vaccination, because of your population as compared to India,
right
it's easier, like you need a lesser number of people to get vaccine to get herd immunity as compared to India. Also a lot of more spaces between you mm-hmm. and we literally live on top of each other.
Right. Because you're talking like 400,000 people, 400 million people here versus
400,000.
How many? Like 1.2 billion or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Over a billion people in a smaller like land area too, you know? And so,
and because of, I mean, again, because of population, vaccines were falling short as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. I mean, if you really want to get into like detail, I would say just go and like look up. There are a lot of like medical journals that talked about it, just news that have about India from an Indian newspaper and an Indian news channel, if you want it to be like accurate,
right?
Like on the ground information.
That's part of the problem too, is things, I don't know about everywhere else, but at least here it's been so politicized, this whole COVID thing. It's been right in the middle of our presidential elections. It's been this huge thing, and so people have been casting stones back and forth, saying that it's fake, you know, it's not actually happening, or they're saying it's literally the end of the world, this is the apocalypse. It's been very like gloom and doom, or like, oh, this doesn't exist, it's a hoax, you know, and stuff like that. And I've actually heard, while you guys are all laid up in bed sick with COVID, someone was saying, oh, that's all like blown out of proportion over in India, the media is like blowing it out of proportion, it's not really like happening like that. And I was like, yo, we've been like hearing about, we got dead friends like all over the place, you know, like yeah. I got people over there who are in bed right now like trying to get over this thing. And it's so frustrating sometimes when you don't acknowledge it. Like, especially let me put this out there, Steph. So Steph and I are both Christians. We, you know, we believe that God can, you know, intervene, and we pray for healing, and we pray for you know, miracles. We want God to show up and do something that only He can do sometimes. And whenever you deny that there's an issue, you're denying an opportunity for God to show up and address it. You know, how am I going to say I'm going to pray for India, or I'm going to pray for people with COVID if I don't believe it exists? You know, that doesn't make any sense. So that's all I got. I'm not going to go any deeper into that.
For me, a lot of it is like, if you do not acknowledge that there's a problem, you will not be helping in finding a solution, you know. And right. This is a situation where it needs to be all hands on deck. Like, you right. cannot just be like, the world will sort itself out. It's not one of those things. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people, it's not about that they think it's, at least on our end, it doesn't, it's not that they think it's fake. They still think it's blown out of proportion. And I'm like, just look around where you live and how many people have tested positive for COVID. Like, I know by name at least 40 people by name who tested positive for COVID.
Like, and personally in your life, who are like
personally, yeah, personally,
and family, and
yeah,
people connected to you,
yeah, and like right now as well in Indonesia, my family over there, my mom's side of the family, they're all tested positive for COVID as well. So you can't just like, you cannot ignore thousands of people saying, "Hey, I got COVID," by saying, "Oh, it doesn't exist." Like,
right?
It's not like the Loch Ness monster that one person has seen or two people have seen. This is like hundreds and thousands of people saying it exists. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not a myth when so many right. people are saying it.
So before,
yeah.
So maybe this, maybe try this. Before pushing out conspiracy theories, maybe try helping somebody. Maybe go help your neighbor. Go help your friend with what they need. Instead of pushing conspiracy theories, regardless of what you believe, help people out, you know?
That's very good advice, because you know here it's like also like a taboo, like, oh, you got COVID, like people like start distancing themselves if you can't see Adrian's making like a like his eyes are wide.
You know what I heard? I heard Stephanie got COVID,
and like people don't want to like share about it and stuff. Oh my but God. the thing is, there's so many ways you could help. Like, we had a lot of people help us in a lot of ways. They just were like, "Hey, we dropped off food right outside your door, you know, right. you can just get that." Or like one of our very good friends, Steve, when I met him finally, I said, "Steve, like, thank you, like, we need to go out for boba tea." So we're still looking for a place that sells boba, but he basically went, and the first day that we were allowed to have like coffee, he went to Starbucks, he got coffee, and he's like, I put coffee outside your house. I know. And he's like, oh, I bought you the next week. He's like, I bought you some dosas, which is like a South Indian food. Like, I bought you dosas. Mm. Like, can I come sit with you, hang out with you? I'm like, no, not right now.
Steve's but like, the best.
Yeah. I'm going to send him this clip. I'm just going to clip this part and send it to him.
So let me fill y'all in a little bit. So Steve is the kind of friend who, like, you could call up and say, "Hey, you want to hop on a train and ride for 2 hours across town to go visit the toilet museum dedicated to sanitation?" Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, that sounds awesome." Not even do it. He'll be like, "Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's go." And you know, we had the time of our lives over there, looking at all these different toilets from like the
1600s. Which was like the smallest room for a museum.
Yeah, it was legit. It was pretty sweet. I would definitely recommend, if you're ever in Dwarka, which is Delhi NCR area, mm-hmm. go check out the toilet museum.
It's like it's the last cool. stop on any metro train.
It's really far.
It's so
you
far.
You have to purposefully go there. Like, you have to purposely go.
Adrian and I, you have to make it a date, first of all. It has to be a whole day, because it's going to be literally 4 hours on a train to go to a place that will take you like 30 minutes.
Right. It's really small.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, but Steve really is like the best.
And yeah, shout out, Steve.
And every time he went, and then he's like, "I'm going to bring you back some Starbucks." he actually did a grocery run for us, so we put stuff in the basket, and then we like, "Hey, you can take the car and go." So he took like our driver and the car, and yeah. we're like, "You just need to go pick it up and anything else you want." And then he just stopped by Starbucks, got us some drinks. He's like, "Do you need anything else?"
I love
yeah
it.
Yeah, Steph. Steve is awesome.
Steph, I love Steve. And I know I could probably speak for him. What are you laughing at? Yo.
No, the way you ended, you're like, "Okay, I'm going to be very serious. I love Steve."
I love Steve, but that's what you're waiting for, right? Some kind of juicy thing.
Well, like, I love you, Steph, but I love Steve more.
I love Steve more. No juicy drama here. What I was going to say is I think I could speak for Steve and everybody else listening today that we're glad you're feeling better. We're glad the family's doing better, and you know, you're back on this side of things, and you got an awesome room, got some cool gear, and you're ready to make some stuff. So hopefully you'll be seeing more of us around the internets up ahead.
But we are hoping, I don't know when, but soon, in a couple of months maybe, to start our YouTube channel. So you could also watch snippets of this podcast in video form, and you can see our beautiful faces, our weird expressions, and our really super cool rooms.
Yeah, with our nice lights and stuff.
Yeah. I want you all to see a video just to see our rooms.
Yes, definitely. There's another place you can actually see our rooms too. We're going to be starting up, I believe, this Sunday, Stephanie. We'll be starting up stream again, right? It's a week from today. No, it's 2 weeks from now. In 2 weeks. So be on the lookout. We stream over on Twitch on Sunday nights, Central Standard US, and then Monday mornings in India. So be on the lookout on our Twitch, and we'd love to hang out with you there. We play games and just cut up and goof off and just chat, you know? It's really just a hangout time.
Even if you don't like video games, it's a nice time to just hang out with us, because we do like game rage. Also, I need to just put this out. If I sound very like lost, it's just that after COVID, my brain has become like my vocabulary sometimes just gets jumbled up. So just forgive me for the next 3 months. Just ignore anything that is just doesn't sound grammatically correct.
You take all the time you need, girl. Take your time. We're going to get this. You can also follow us on social media and all that jazz. We won't list them all, but yeah, talk to us, hang out with us sometimes.
Yeah, and next week we're gonna have something a lot more fun, not just an update. And this podcast goes up every Tuesday
morning.
So on every place that you can find a podcast, so make sure you listen to it. You can share it with friends. If you know us personally, text us, let us know how you like this podcast. If you don't know where to text us, you can follow us on our Instagram, which is Adrian and Steph.
Yep. Thanks for listening, everybody. we'll see you back here again this time next week. Hope you have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Okay. See ya.
Bye.